Praised be Jesus and Mary. Recognizing in Jesus God, who became man, Christians from the very beginning of Christianity have recognized in his name, divine name. And they have honored its holiness. The holy name of Jesus was invoked by the faithful from the very beginning of the church as an invocation of God himself. This name of Jesus was then specifically by the Franciscan order honored and given the reverence that is due to it. In the 14th century, it began to be venerated with liturgical celebrations, and then Saint Bernardine of Siena and his disciples zealously promoted the veneration of this name throughout Italy and Europe. In the 16th century, the Holy Name was introduced as a liturgical feast, and in 1530, Pope Clement VII first permitted the Order of Friars Minor, so the Franciscans, to celebrate the name of Jesus with its own proper office. And for the past 500 years, and the Franciscans have been doing exactly that, and now it's January the 3rd, which annually is the liturgical feast of the Holy Name of Jesus in the Franciscan calendar and in the universal calendar as well. Now, the holiness of the name of Jesus requires that we use it again with reverence and devotion and love, and that we avoid using it in vain. We must use it with love, reverence, and devotion, and never in vain, because opening up a book of moral theology, we're reminded that the second commandment, the second precept of the Decalogue, deals specifically with the name of God because it's so holy. The name of Jesus is the name of God. There's a specific commandment dealing just with this, and there's a twofold aspect to this commandment. On one hand, it commands us something, that we keep holy the name of God, that we give honor to it. And then it forbids as well. It forbids what? Any irreverence on our part being shown to this holy name. And while we honor the name of God by reverently pronouncing it, prayerfully pronouncing it, we dishonor it by using it in vain. And while we honor it by invoking it and praising it, we dishonor it by blaspheming this holy name. Using God's name in vain is especially a terrible habit that sometimes Christians easily contract when it's out of impatience or out of surprise, out of mere routine, mere habit. It's a venial sin against the virtue of religion because we deprive, so to speak, God of something that's due to him. And that which is due to him is that creatures, when they invoke his name, they do so with respect. But more accurately, I think we can say that we deprive ourselves of something. We deprive ourselves of a participation in the glory and the power of that divine name, which when sanctified, sanctifies us. When used as an insult to God, or used as an invocation of God to curse, as a malediction or as a swear, then we fall into the sin of blasphemy itself, which is a grievous offense against God's honor and against the virtue of religion. Lastly, again, about this we must be very cautious, very careful to always invoke the name of God with reverence and respect in a prayerful way. Sanctify that name so as to be sanctified by it. But then there's also a larger sense in which we could take God's name in vain, and with this thought we conclude. All of us take our name, Christian, from the name of Christ himself. And if we don't pay attention to this in this broad sense, improper but pertinent sense, we could be taking the name of Christ, the name of the Lord, in vain if we call ourselves Christians but don't live as such. If we profess to be Christians but think and speak and act in an unchristian manner, then that name we take upon ourselves in vain. And when we misrepresent Christ, because though we take his name, we don't represent him through ignorance or through malice, through weakness. It's a good reflection to make. All of us, again, bear the name of Christ permanently. We have an indelible mark on our souls that we receive in baptism that makes us Christians and allows us to call ourselves Christians. It should lead us then to, in our lives, embody, so to speak, and to represent Christ, so that we use his name always with reverence and respect, both when we pronounce it and also when we simply live out what it entails in our lives. So may the powerful name of Jesus, invoked, sanctified by us, sanctify us in turn. And may this Franciscan tradition help us to return to our respect of our Lord's most holy name in society and in the church and in our own lives. Praised be Jesus and Mary.